Number 26, from February of 2012, Feeling Rootless. Recently, I was watching an old movie about pioneer families in America. Farm families were moving further west with the opportunity of homesteading to get 160 acres of free land. These families had to build a house and a barn and clear off some of the land for planting in order to prove up on the land. It was a tough and dangerous adventure, but it was a great opportunity to own your own land and be your own boss. One of the back-breaking tasks depicted was clearing the land so crops could be planted. Trees had to be chopped down, sawn up into logs, and dragged by horses to build cabins and barns and to make firewood. Then the family members had to dig down all around the tree and chop off the roots underneath the stump. Finally, a chain could be wrapped around that stump, and the team of horses would pull it up and drag it away. This old pioneer movie made me nostalgic and a little bit sad. Since my father's death last month, I have been remembering so many arduous tasks that he and I did together, and how good it felt to work hard, sweat, persevere, and then celebrate a job well done. There is nothing like seeing that last bale of hay go up the elevator into the barn. There is nothing like pitching that last forkful of manure onto the spreader. There is nothing like pulling a calf and seeing that it is still alive as you get up off the barn floor. I even thought back to all the fallen trees we had cut up over the years. Thankfully, we had a chainsaw rather than only an axe. I was glad I didn't have to dig around all the roots and chop them off like the pioneers. But there is a connection between those pioneers clearing the land and how I've been feeling lately. Ever since my father's funeral, I have felt kind of like those trees with their roots chopped off. Well, I am certainly glad that Dad got his wish to, quote, cash in and get on to something better, unquote. It does leave me feeling rather rootless. When my mother died, I was glad for her and sad for me, but I didn't have this same feeling of rootlessness because Dad was still around and I was connected to my roots through him. It is a weird feeling to no longer have either of your parents and none of your grandparents alive any longer. It is not that I really need anything from them anymore. Certainly, we were doing a lot more for them than they could do for us in their last years. It is just that there is no palpable connection with my past. I always knew who I was and where I came from and what being a Risman stood for as I grew up. Those connections were all around me and worked with me every day. But now, I am just a big tree standing there with his roots chopped off. I have a much better understanding now why adopted children are so persistent many times in finding out information about their biological parents and grandparents. They want some connection and feeling of their roots. No matter if it is good or bad, they still want to know. But more importantly, I also have a much greater appreciation now of what it means to be part of the family of God. God, our Father, Jesus, our brother, are phrases that are more powerful to me than before. I may be chopped off from my earthly past, but I am deeply rooted in the family of God. I don't know what other folks do when the winds of pain and the storms of life sweep down on them, but I am rooted in the Lord, and it makes all the difference.